Hi, and welcome to another podcast. Today I want to talk about the who and not the how. When I first started online, and I think this is something that most people would do, is when you first get into it, you want to do everything. And I think that's okay, that's normal. And to a degree, it's not a bad thing. Because in order for you to delegate something, you should at least know how to do it. It's like a manager coming into a company that hasn't got a clue how to do the job that the people who are doing the work for him are doing. It doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, to sit and do all the stuff yourself, well, that's fine. But the problem is you tend not to get anywhere because all you seem to be doing is just that doing, and you don't get anywhere. It's just a bunch of loose ends you end up with. You try the whole multitasking scenario. It just doesn't work. I can remember times when I'd just be sitting with my head in my hands, just wondering what to do next. And I'm talking 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes I go right through. And not actually having a plan on what to do. And then I will wake up the next morning and just carry on doing because I thought doing was the solution to making money online. And it's not. So I would just end up frustrated, I'd be questioning myself. And something else I noticed was that when I would start working on a project, start to do something, and then I kind of like hit a wall, and I felt, oh, this isn't going the direction I thought it would, or it's too difficult, or it's not the direction I initially planned it would go. I stop. Then I go look for something else, thinking that the next thing is going to make more money online and it's going to be easier. Click here, click there, magic software, things happen. Doesn't work that way. And eventually I realized that I have to get people to help me. I have to get someone maybe just to, what's the right word? Like a partner. It doesn't have to be someone that is in the same country as you. I actually have a friend and we speak to each other all the time. And that's the word I was looking for. We keep each other accountable. And that's really important. We need to do that. Being an entrepreneur and working from home can be terribly lonely, and you tend to find yourself just doing things that normal people don't do. Walking your dog 3 o'clock in the morning. I heard lots about virtual assistants and giving work out to other people, things like that. These are things that, as I said, I could never give up that control. But I soon realized that I have to. I have to give up some control. But the knowledge I've gained on how to do things, to me, it was okay to give up some control. Now, I haven't given up everything. I haven't given up lots. Depending on the type of business you're in, there's certain things you want to do. You like the marketing, for example. Don't give up your marketing. There's a lot of big guys that give up their Facebook marketing. There's certain people that don't, super successful on, you know, online marketers, that don't even know how to run a Facebook ad. So it's about the who, not the how. But when you start becoming a manager and managing tasks, things become easier. You suddenly get a lot more time in the day and a lot more things are getting done in the background by other people, people that are helping you. There's so many tools out there that you can delegate tasks to. So that was the big lesson I learned. And when I started doing that, things started changing. Things started moving. I started to get things done during the day. I had my to-do list. I would break them all down to the most important thing that I needed to do. And once I established that, I would do that and only do one thing at a time. I think that's really important as well. There's a book called The One Thing. If you ever get a chance to read it, read it. It's amazing. And what he talks about is the domino effect, figuring out what that one domino is that's going to knock down the rest. And that is a daily action. So figure out what you want to do for today and only do that one thing. A human being cannot multitask. And I'm sure a lot of people will disagree with that or think, no, that's not true. But it's actually been proven as a scientific fact. Our brain, it's something to do with the front of the brain, the core, the, I don't know what it's called. But that's where decisions get made. The emotions on the back. Something like that. Don't quote me on that. But that's all I want to say today is that, you know, if you want to be more productive and get things done, start to dedicate. Just get out there and get people to do things for you. I started on Fiverr.com, and I just got people to do little tasks for me like that. And slowly over time, you can get people out. I know it's against their policies, but there are ways that you can speak to these people and they'll do work for you privately. It's a really good thing to do. So that's all I got to say for today, and I hope that helps someone out there. And I'll be speaking to you guys soon. Cheers. Bye.